Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Going on the hotline, Blair Kirchhoff, longtime sports journalist for the Kansas City Star. Been plenty to write about for Blair and the others at that newspaper for quite some time. Blair, welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay. So good. Twitter is a X, whatever you want to call it. It's a vile place. and when a game happens like last night with the Chiefs, and there's an obvious pass interference call that doesn't get called, and it's part of a game in which the officials miss the normal allotment of calls. I don't know if it's more or less. I don't really keep track. But how do people keep their sanity in this day and age? You didn't think I was going there, did you?
Yeah, well, I didn't realize it was going to be as big a deal on social media as it was, you know, when I went to bed last night. And then, you know, to look at the sort of the Monday morning quarterbacking of the game, yeah, there's some riled up fans about, yeah, it was a bad call. It was a bad, it was a miss. I don't know if it was a bad miss, but it was a miss. It didn't help that Chris Collinsworth on television went on about it. They replayed it, I don't know, three or four times, and Chris Collinsworth was all over it. And I think he made sure to identify some calls that didn't go the Chiefs' way over the next few minutes. But by then, you know, the damage had been done, and so yeah, it became one of the post game themes. Certainly in Atlanta, in Kansas City, not so much, but in Atlanta and nationally. And I think part of it is the Chiefs have risen to a level where, you know, they must get all the calls, and Mahomes isn't playing well, so they've got to get bailed out some way, and it's a conspiracy. And you're right, there's social media to a large extent is not a, you know, a wonderful exchange of ideas, but a cesspool of ideas.
Why is it Patrick Mahomes playing well? And I don't want to be like too over dramatic or exaggerate, but is he entering a different stage of his career? Are we going to see a different type of Patrick Mahomes over the next 5 years or so?
Yeah, I think we've already started to see it in the last couple of years. You know, his average yards per completion has been down, has been steadily dropping over the last couple of years. Average yards per attempt, I should say, not completion, although I'm sure it's completion too, but average yards per attempt has been steadily falling, and it's even lower after three games this year than it was a year ago on an average basis. So I do think that, And he's talked about it, Andy Reid's talked about it, that the game's different, defenses are different. You know, the two high safeties are making it very difficult for him to go over the top, even though they added speed this year with Xavier Worthy. Rashee Rice certainly is a lot better, and he's showing it. It's been difficult for them to get yards and chunks. So I just think they've evolved into a team that is more willing to take the 11 play 75 yard drive than the 3 play 75 yard drive. And hard to complain when you're 3-0 and you're still the Super Bowl favorite. So things I think are still going their way. They're just going their way differently than it has been the last few years.
Blair Kirchhoff with us, and while I agree with the premise of Jeff's question, it still seems like, actually, it's a fact, that when Patrick Mahomes needs to make a play, he makes a play to this day. So it's uncanny. And, yeah, his numbers aren't as gaudy as they've been. Travis Kelce is obviously in the decline phase of his career. But you mentioned Rashee Rice, who looks like an all-pro wide receiver right now through the first 3 weeks of the season. The defense is close to elite, if not elite. So when the Chiefs continue to evolve, it maybe takes a little of the pressure off Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah, all that's true. I think Rashee Rice is getting the type of receptions that Kelce used to get, and putting up the numbers that Kelce used to put up. So I think that has something to do with the attention that Kelce receives defensively and how it opens things up for other players when Kelce does get a lot of that attention. And I think it's a good point, Bob, that you make about the defense, that it is, if not the best in the NFL, it's one of the top five. And if you're just above average offensively, and I think that's where the Chiefs are. They're not what they were in 2018 or 2019, the Tyreek Hill type of offense. But if you're above average, scoring, you know, on more than half of your possessions, you know, getting getting 2 to 3 touchdowns per game and having a field goal kicker that doesn't miss. So you're always in the 20s somewhere. And you've got a defense that can hold, you know, a team in its own building to 17 points. And, you know, hold the Baltimore Ravens in the opening game to 20 points. You're going to win. You're going to win these games. And that's all. Now, do Chiefs fans, you know, do they wish it were a little more comfortable margin for these? Absolutely, they do. But let's try to find any other team in the NFL. Who would they, you know, who would you trade places with? There isn't anybody. So I think they're in good shape. But what's happening, I think, is we went into this season because of the acquisitions of Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown, thinking that, all right, offense is it's going to be a little more exciting, a little more up-tempo, a little more productive, and it hasn't been that way. So it's just more like it was a year ago when they won the Super Bowl by, you know, by holding teams down and scoring just enough to win. But I saw the stat last night that they've won 9 straight games, there's been a lot of teams in the NFL history to win 9 straight games, but the margin in these 9 straight games is 54 points. It's the lowest point total or lowest collective margin of any team that's ever won 9 in a row in the NFL. They just find a way to win.
It's a good number, Blair. Good job.
I want to switch to the Royals real quick, Blair. This is now 2 7-game losing streaks. This one is maybe and counting in situations where they really had their own destiny to just grab. Are they built for this last week of the season to finally control their own destiny and finish it off?
Oh, man, I don't know. I was out there Sunday, and it was gloomy. you know, here they are playing a San Francisco Giants team that's been eliminated from contention. I can't remember, it wasn't Sunday, but one of the previous 2 games, maybe it was Saturday's game, faced a pitcher who has been scuffling, and yeah, it was Saturday because they got shut out again on Saturday. And of course, they don't score. It really is tough. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Since the pennant seasons, right, of 14 and the World Series of 15, the Royals have been a team that, you know, is disappointed for 5 months of the year, fallen woefully behind, you know, barreling toward a 100 loss season. And then somehow in September, you know, they show this little promise, you know, they'll be a 500 team. And you think, oh, what a great September. Maybe that can carry some momentum into this year, the following year. And now when they really need to have a good September, they're awful. They have been awful. They're getting enough starting pitching from Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans and even Michael Wacha, the reliable ones, but they absolutely cannot hit. I think it's 4 runs in the last 5 or 6 games, and Bobby Witt's doing all he can to hang on, but it's just nobody is hitting the ball for the Royals, and I don't know. Until I see differently, I don't have a good feeling about how it's going to end for the Royals. You're right, Jeff. They have, as of today, they control their destiny, and they're actually the Twins. Their best hope now, the Twins are slumping as badly as they are, and maybe the Twins can stay cold like the Royals, and they could somehow back into this thing. But I just don't have a good vibe about the Royals. They got to find a way to win a game. Just win a game, and once you win one to break it, everything will feel differently. But that clubhouse was a somber place on Sunday, and it would be an absolute shame if this team couldn't complete this marvelous turnaround season by making the playoffs.
Blair Kirchhoff with us from the Kansas City Star. You kind of answered now that you're going. The Royals are going to Washington, and while the Nationals are not a very good team, they're playing hard. They got a bunch of young guys, and they don't have C.J. Abrams, who stayed out too late at a casino, so that's helpful. But that's not going to be an easy series. And then 3 games at Atlanta to finish it, and the Braves are still in the wild card hunt in the National League. I presume they'll still be in it when that series unfolds. How devastating would it be for the Royals not to get into the playoffs? But for the fan base.
Yeah, initially it would be. I mean, because there's been a lot of excitement about this team in this season. And in baseball, we don't have many examples of a team losing as many games. I think it was 106, right, that the Royals lost last year and then turning around and making the playoffs. That's incredible stuff. I mean, it's validation for what they did in the offseason, the moves that they made to bring in the players that they did. All the moves worked for 5 months. And so it would be terrible if they didn't make the postseason. But I think, you know, whatever happens down the stretch, this season will be looked upon fondly. They've already clinched an over 500 record. They're going to finish over 500. That hasn't happened since 2015, the World Series year. So you would have to rate this season a success. But we're going to need some. If they don't make the postseason, you're going to need some distance before you apply that measure. You're just going to, because the pain, I think, for not making the postseason is going to hurt so much. And the collapse will be epic, right? They were tied for first with the Guardians sometime in early – I forgot what the date was in August, but tied the Guardians for first. And we're thinking, you know, they could run down the Yankees even to have the best record. They were only four games behind the Yankees to have the best record in baseball. And now they're desperately trying to, you know, just to win a game so they can – stay in the playoff hunt.
All right, Blair, always good. We appreciate your time. Thank you, and we'll catch up soon.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.